So we rented out this big old movie theater on Seattle's Capitol Hill. It's like a half hour walk from Amazon, in a trendy neighborhood full of culture and counterculture. We filled the theater with almost 500 people, young people and old people from many backgrounds, a pretty good cross-section of Seattle. The perfect group to weigh in on a really big question. The question that kind of underlies this whole podcast.
Is Amazon good for Seattle? We held a debate.
And we did it Oxford style, with arguments for and against. And we let the audience decide.
Today we're going to bring you highlights from that debate. But first, a news update. Congratulations to Jeff Bezos. Forbes magazine says he's the first man in the world to amass more than $100 billion. It's hard to get your head around $100 billion.
I know, right? I mean, what's that look like? Just stacks of dollar bills all the way to the sun?
It could, though one of our colleagues, John Ryan, figured something out. Jeff Bezos could buy 160,000 median-priced homes in Seattle.
You'd think all that wealth would just automatically bring good things to Seattle. But it turns out, that's debatable.
I object in the strongest possible terms.
I'm Carolyn Adolph.
I'm Joshua McNichols. This is Primed, what happens when Amazon comes to your town.
In this episode, local luminaries debate the proposition, Amazon is good for Seattle.
Please welcome them to the stage.
The yachts are rising and everybody else is sinking beneath the surface.
Amazon is not solely responsible for every social problem in Seattle or the metropolitan region.
Alexa, is Amazon good for Seattle?
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Okay. We'll be right back. Ross Reynolds is our colleague at KUOW, and he put together the event. We were all there, but Ross ran the show. Ross, did you get any pushback for even proposing that this is debatable?
A little bit. A couple of people wrote and they argued this was ridiculous to say Amazon is good for Seattle is debatable. So I started thinking, who would think that it's not debatable? Someone who thinks Amazon is good for Seattle, full stop, or someone who thinks it's obvious that Amazon is not good for Seattle, full stop. So we got to the auditorium and we did a poll of the people who were there. 56% of them agreed with the proposition Amazon is good for Seattle. 44% disagreed with that.
So it is debatable.
It was pretty clear in that room. It was debatable.
And we learned some things about who was in the theater, mostly Amazon Prime members, and about 10% of them actually work at Amazon. We asked people to send in one word to describe Amazon's effect on Seattle. They used their cell phones to answer, and their results were projected on a big word cloud in front of everyone. Oh, keep going. This is fun.
The screen was flooded with words like prosperity and progress.
Inequality, homelessness, unaffordable.
Oh, this is great. Exciting men, are you serious?
But the words that swelled larger and larger on the screen because more people were typing them were gentrification and growth.
Okay. Okay. And the winner is gentrification.
Wow. So Ross, who did you choose to represent the two sides and why?
We looked at a lot of different people. We wanted people that would be familiar with the issue, that people would know in the audience. So for the side against the proposition, Amazon is good for Seattle, we chose Carrie Moon and Nikita Oliver. Now, as you guys know, they were the second and third top vote getters in the mayoral election. And the notion that they were against this proposition, Amazon is good for Seattle, I found really interesting. Then for the side arguing in favor of it, we got Maud Dodon. She's a former deputy mayor and also outgoing chairman of the Seattle Chamber of Commerce. And along with her was the former mayor of Tacoma, Marilyn Strickland, who's the current head of the Chamber of Commerce in Seattle.
And Marilyn Strickland, I mean, her city, Tacoma, actually tried to go for HQ2 itself. Up next, the great debate.
Now we get to the good part. We're in this room full of people, and it's buzzing. On the face of it, it seems like a no-brainer that Amazon is good, right? Here's Maud Dodon laying out the case.
We know that additional investments in the local economy as a result of their direct investment is $38 billion. Now, that strikes me as a rather large contribution to this community. That is coming in the form of all the businesses that have benefited from Amazon being here. They have 40,000 employees, so restaurants and retailers and so on surrounding our city have benefited.
But it's more complicated than that, because we also have a housing shortage, and it's messing with rents and home prices. Here's Carrie Moon.
We see housing prices spiraling out of reach. We see loss of affordable housing. We see more and more of us trapped in apartments we can't afford, but we can't afford to move. And we see displacement, gentrification, and unconscionable homelessness. This is not a region that is prospering. This is a region that is creating tremendous wealth for a lucky few people on the backs of everybody else.
Nikita Oliver said it's changing who can live here.
We have to ask ourselves if that kind of corporation is the sort of corporation that makes sure that young folks of color and low-income families can stay in our city.
Former Tacoma Mayor Marilyn Strickland said, hold on, that is not Amazon's fault.
She said, all you gotta do is look at other cities.
Atlanta, Austin, Denver, New York. These are all cities that have the same challenges that we have without Amazon. Transportation, housing affordability. Amazon is not solely responsible for every social problem in Seattle or the metropolitan region.
The pro-Amazon side said we failed to invest in transit. And look what we did with housing. HQ2 contender cities, take note.
Make sure you have zoning in all of your neighborhoods that can actually accommodate growth.
And her colleague Maud Dadon latched onto that too.
65% of our land area, it's illegal to have multifamily dwellings of any kind. In Portland, it's 2% of the land area that can't be multifamily. So let's get after that, because I think we need more housing.
Housing is a huge problem here, and it's connected to another hot-button issue, homelessness. Seattle has one of the largest homeless populations in the country. Rising rents have made it worse.
Maud Dodon, on the Amazon is Good side, said the company has been aggressive in responding to this crisis. It's putting a homeless shelter in their headquarters building, and it isn't waiting until that's ready. It's housing people in another building right now.
Literally hundreds of families, I think 700 children, were housed in that facility.
But Nikita Oliver said the answer to homelessness lies in keeping people in their homes to begin with.
Philanthropy is not enough. I will not accept a permanent shelter as an answer to our housing crisis.
I was reminded when she landed that punch that Nikita Oliver is also a boxer. But the other side landed some punches too. Here's Marilyn Strickland on the Amazon is Good side.
Amazon is a great company. It is a global brand. And every single person who uses their product is complicit in their success.
But Carrie Moon, who is against the proposition Amazon is good, said actually we're complicit in building a world with economic inequality.
If you look at how income inequality works, it's not a mystery. It's not just something that happens to us. We created this. We created it through their not paying their fair share. They're funneling all the income to the people who own stock. They're low paid to their warehouse workers and their drivers. All those conditions together create and amplify wealth inequality, which is what we're seeing in our region. It's not an accident. They are creating it. We are enabling it, and we have to stop.
Those were some of our favorite moments of the debate. So, hey, Ross, what was your favorite moment?
Oh, there are a couple of favorite moments. Maud Dodon, as you alluded to in the beginning, talked about the good deeds of Amazon. They've really helped Fair Start out. It's an organization that gives people some leverage up to getting jobs in the food industry. They also work on homelessness a little bit. But Nikita Oliver raised her when in her opening statement. She said, no, on the very important top-tier metrics of is housing affordability going well? Is there racial equity? Are we going forward on climate change? She sort of criticized Amazon on those points. And Marilyn Strickland came back with a really good retort on that. She said, do any companies get it right?
So how did the anti-Amazon side answer?
They didn't really answer. So that was a point in favor of the proposition Amazon is good for Seattle.
First, let's give a group hand of applause to all of our debaters on stage. Maud Dodon, Carrie Moon, Nikita Oliver, and Marilyn Strickland. Wonderful job from you all. Okay, now, reintroduce yourselves to those folks you met at the beginning and take 5 minutes to talk about what you heard. And then we're going to have our final vote and declare the winner of this debate. Go.
When the debate was over, we polled the audience to see who won.
Do you agree or do you disagree with Amazon is good for Seattle?
You can hear the crowd reacting because everyone's sending in their answers on their smartphones.
Whoa.
And they show up live on the screen.
For a while, the numbers seesaw, and then they just stop. A 50-50 split. On the question of whether Amazon is good for Seattle,
wow.
The no's won. Because they swayed more people.
But let's point out how close it was. It actually got closer than it was the first time around.
Both sides agreed the speed of Amazon's growth here had hurt Seattle. The difference was this. One side said Amazon was responsible. Amazon lines the pockets of the few, but doesn't resolve the problems of the many. The other side said Seattle's responsible. It didn't plan for success. It dragged its feet. And Seattle, by the way, included the people of Seattle.
I thought it was interesting to see these two sides wrestling over the identity of Seattle. I mean, is Seattle's brand defined by its big successful companies like Starbucks and Amazon? Or is it the people? People who may not work at Amazon, but are equally valuable in other ways, but who struggle to stay here.
We're going to stay on the story of Amazon's search for a second headquarters.
You can keep up with the conversation on our Facebook page. Search for KUOW Primed. Primed is a production of KUOW Public Radio in Seattle. Our editor is Carol Smith. Matt Martin helped with the production.
Our executives are Jennifer Strachan, Brendan Sweeney, and Jill Jackson.
Our theme is Ripples on an Evaporated Lake by Raymond Scott. You also heard Heartline by Pesner, a Seattle artist.
You can find links to their work on our website. This podcast is supported by the listeners of KUOW Public Radio.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to review us on Apple Podcasts.
Ta-da!